Good night, everyone. Just wanted to share a short thought, reflecting a little bit on the second part of the upcoming Yom Tov. You know, the amazing dynamic of Pesach is that although, of course, it's one Yom Tov from beginning to end, but we see that there are two distinct identities between the first days and the second days. The first days, of course, are focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our focus, first of all, on the Leil HaSeder, the idea or the concept of reliving the servitude, re-experiencing the servitude, but more importantly, then re-experiencing the chirus, the freedom, the emancipation, the salvation. And so in the first part of Yom Tov, we're totally focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then as we come to the last days of Yom Tov, the focus shifts from the shibud, from the servitude of Egypt, shifts from the Yitzia, the exodus from Egypt, and becomes focused on Kriyas Yamsuf, on the splitting of the sea, and all of the associated miracles that came along with that incredible nes. The splitting of the sea itself, the beautiful Shira as Yashir, that becomes the focal point of the last days of Yom Tov. So, the question is, what's the lesson? What is it? Obviously, there are many miracles that happened for our ancestors, both, you know, coming out of Mitzrayim, as well as in the Midbar, in the Egypt, and even when we got into Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says, there are Asar Nisim, 10 miracles that were part of everyday existence in the Beis HaMikdash. The amazing part about our people is that we're no stranger to miracles. So what is it about Kriyas Yamsuf? What is it about the splitting of the sea that is so important that it almost warrants its own Yom Tov? Meaning, as I said before, as much as all of this is the Yom Tov of Pesach, but to a certain degree, Kriyas Yamsuf ends up getting its own Yom Tov. The last day, or for us in Chosra, the last 2 days, are solely focused on this Nes. So what is the message? What is the Musar? What is the takeaway lesson for us from Kriyas Yamsuf? So there's a beautiful Pasuk. In the beginning of the Shira, so the Pasuk says, Zekeli va'anveyu Elohe avi va'arom emenu. This is my God, and I will exalt him, the God of my father, and I will lift him up. So Rashi HaKadosh says, Zekeli, this is my God. So Rashi understands, quoting the Mechilta, Bichvodo nigla alehem, that literally the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, that they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This seemingly only happened twice in our entire historical experience. Once was by the Yam Suf, once was by the splitting of the sea, the second was by Matan Torah, Sinaitic revelation, where Klal Yisrael literally saw some image or visage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yam Suf, you know, the Chazal tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam looked like a young, valiant warrior. By Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked like a wizened, older sage. But there was this incredible divine manifestation, to the point, Zeh, this is my God, that literally they were able to point to him. Right? Rashi says, Bichvodo nigla aleihem, the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself ultimately again to Klal Yisrael, v'hayumarin oso be'etzpa. And they were literally able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, Zeh keli v'andeyu, this is my God, and I will exalt him. And then Rashi goes on, quoting the Mechilta, Ro shivcha alayam, mashalo ro neviim. That ultimately, again, a shivcha, maid servant on the sea, saw more than the greatest of prophets. Actually, the lashon of the Mechilta is, So Yecheskel, the Navi Yecheskel, of course, we know is one of the greatest prophets of all times, the Maaseh Merkava. He sees what is perhaps one of the most esoteric prophetic visions in the entirety of Navi. So the Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, says that a Shef Chalayam, a simple maidservant on the sea by Kriyas Yamsuf, saw more than Yecheskel ben Buzi. She had a greater revelation. She was able to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam in a greater way than even the greatest of prophets. So what the Mechilta, what the Medrash, what Rashi is trying to tell us is that whereas normally, so prophecy, prophetic revelation, an intimate connection or intimate prophetic connection with God is reserved for those on a lofty and high spiritual level, what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf was that every person was given the opportunity to experience the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every person was given the opportunity to experience God. Every single person was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that had never occurred before, and in reality would never occur again. Meaning in the future, there would be individuals who would be able to achieve this level of Zeki Livan, this is my God, Marin Oso Be'etzbo, to literally see God, to point the finger, God is there, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my eyes. In the future, individuals would be able to have that experience. But by Kriyas Yam Suf, everyone, Shivcha Layom, the maidservant on the sea, means, what's a Shivcha? So what's a Mirimi maidservant? Who are the maidservants here? Meaning this is Klal Yisrael. We're a nation of B'nei Chorin. We're all free people. The idea of Shivcha represents even those on a low level. Even those who are not spiritually accomplished, who are able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a dramatic way. And in fact, the amazing part about this is as follows. That just a few psukim later, so remember again, that was in Perek Tes Vav. Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Beis, chapter 15, verse 2. And just a few psukim later, the Pasuk says, in same Perek Tes Vav, but this is Pasuk of Beis, verse 22. Vayosa Moshe es Yisra Miyamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu, so Vayosa literally means, Rashi HaKadosh comments over here, and he says, Hisiyon Bal Karchem. Vayosa Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away from Yamsuf. Had to pull them away. Vayasa Moshe as Yisrael miyamsuf, vayitze el midbar shor. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to pull them away from Yamsuf? So, you know, Rashi HaKadosh says, because of Bizas Mitzrayim. Rashi HaKadosh says, because, I'll read to you the Rashi, Sha'atru Mitzrayim Suseim B'tach Shitei Zav B'kesa V'avarnam Tolos, because the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, had adorned their horses with silver, with gold, with precious stones. So Rashi over here says that what happened? So the Egyptians had adorned their horses with jewels, with gold, with silver, and they pursued the Jewish people, obviously, into the Yamsuf. Waves come crashing down on them, everyone drowns. So what happens? The gold and the silver of the horses begins to wash up on shore. Klal Yisrael gets very excited, and they're collecting new treasure each and every day. So according to Rashi, Vayasa Moshe, as he saw, means Moshe Avinu had to pull them away from Yamsuf. Why did he have to pull them from Yamsuf? They were so preoccupied with the treasure. They were so preoccupied with Bizas Mitzrayim that Moshe had to pull them. It's time to go. We have to go. It's time to go. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something different. He says, no. He says, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away from the Yamsuf, but not because of the material wealth they found there, but because of the spiritual wealth they found there. Klal Yisrael were privileged to have such Hashras Hashchina. They were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, up until this point in time, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Makos. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their salvation, through their redemption. But first of all, remember again, they saw God primarily through His punishment to the Egyptians. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out, so obviously they realized that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was orchestrating their emancipation, but they didn't see God. They followed Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's go. Moshe Rabbeinu was the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servant Moshe Rabbeinu, so they followed out. Yam Suf was the first time they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeke Livan Veyu. They saw the Ribono Shel Olam. And says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they didn't want to leave. It's not Chas Shalom because of the gold, because of the silver. That's all nice. But remember again, they had plenty of money already. They were comfortable. Baruch Hashem, because remember, they had left Mitzrayim and they went out with all the gold and silver of Egypt. They despoiled Egypt. They had enough. But what does it mean, Mibiz Hashem? What does it mean they didn't want to leave? They found treasure by Yam Suf, but not the treasure of gold and silver. It was the treasure of spiritual intimacy. It was the treasure of revelation. It was the treasure of being able to see Zekeli Va'anvehu. They did not want to leave this place because they were so taken. They were so taken by the fact that they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were so taken that even the lowliest of people, even the individual, the Shivcha Layam, who was not spiritually accomplished, was able to see, was able to soak in the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's radiance. And as such, says the Baal Shem Tov, they didn't want to leave. And I think with this understanding, we begin to understand what the Avodah is of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What is the avodah of these second days? When we're no longer really focused as much on Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the servitude, the salvation from Egypt, but rather hyper-focused ultimately on the splitting of the sea. So to tie this together, you know, I was thinking about this over Yom Tov a little bit, how dramatically amazing it is that we have this concept of Chol HaMoed. We have this idea ultimately that we begin with the first days of Yom Tov, and then we go ahead and we go into this interesting quasi-period, and then we ultimately go back into the last days of Yom Tov. And perhaps what Chazal were trying to teach us was as follows, that life is a series of peaks and valleys. That at the end of the day, even if a person experiences a spiritual or emotional high, so lemaisa, again, you can't really sustain it. Life is filled with peaks and valleys. There are moments of incredible spiritual accomplishment, and then there are moments of abysmal failure. But the truth is, much of life is really a combination of the two. And this is very much embodied in the Yom Tov of Pesach. We begin on a high, Chayiv Adam Niras Es Asmuch Yotzeh Mimitzrayim. I'm emancipated, I'm free, I leave my Mitzrayim, I leave my own servitude, I leave my own shackles, I go ahead and I free myself from all the things that tether me to mediocrity, and it's great and it's beautiful, and I have two fantastic days of that. Then what? I go to Chol HaMoed. And for many of us, Chol HaMoed is often a struggle, being able to maintain some balance between Kiddusha and Chol, between Chol, between the mundane and the Moed, the consecrated, the elevated, the elated. But Chol HaMoed on a deeper level also represents the idea that sometimes even coming off after the greatest high of the Leil HaSeder, a person could experience a fall. A person could experience a failure. A person ultimately again could lose their spiritual footing. And then what happens? We have Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What happens on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? That ultimately again it's Shira, the ability to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to rebound from failures, the ability to come back. But I want to add something to this, that sometimes when we speak about rebounds, we speak about rebounding and getting back and acquiring my previous spiritual footing that I had lost. What Shvi'i Shel Pesach teaches us, Rabbi, says something amazing, which is that when you rebound, when you pick yourself up from out of the valleys of life, when I dust myself off from the failures and the constant falling down, not only do I have the ability to go ahead and regain my former footing, but I have the ability to become even greater. Because Shvi'i Shel Pesach is not just about regaining the Kiddusha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a new level. Zekeli va'anvehu. That when you find the courage to pick yourself back up, when you find the courage to rebound, when you find the courage to dust yourself up and to not wallow in your failures, not only do you get back up, but you could become even greater. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, to a certain degree, has an even greater kiddusha than the first days of Yom Tov, because there's a higher level of connection, there's a higher level of spiritual intimacy, there's a higher level of interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Galus of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And even if you think about it, even in the story of Mitzrayim itself, we leave Mitzrayim. And incredible, remember again, when we leave Mitzrayim, the Navi says, the Ribon Shalom says to us, Secharti lo chesed nu'urayich avas kilu lo sayich. I remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I remember the chesed you did for me. What's the chesed we did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lech teich acharai b'midbar. We followed God blindly out into the desert. The most magnificent chesed that we, a fledgling nation, did to Klal Yisrael, did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens a few psukim later? The Mitzrim are in hot pursuit. And what do we say to Moshe Rabbeinu? We say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama, why did you take us out into the desert to die? Tov lanu Mitzrayim v'sinu Amidbar. Take us back to Egypt. What a downfall. What a downfall. What a yirida. We were on such a high level following HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the desert blind. Blind. Not enough food. Not enough water. We're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu blind. And then what happens? Just a few days later, on Chol HaMoed, on what would have been Chol HaMoed, we turn against Moshe Rabbeinu, and effectively we turn against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because rebellion against Moshe is a rebellion against God. And we say, Lama lekachtanu lamus b'minbar, what did you do to us, Moshe? What did you do to us? That you brought us into the desert to die? This is what you did? Take us back to Mitzrayim. During Chol HaMoed of the first Pesach, we experienced a dramatic downfall. And then what happens? Then we walk into the sea. We get ourselves together. Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. We get ourselves together. We walk through the sea. And we see. We say, Zekili v'andeyu. We experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way like we've never experienced before. And this, my friends, becomes the Chag HaPesach experience. Pesach represents beginning on a high, the Leil HaSeder, suffering a low, Chol HaMoed, and picking myself back up, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But when you pick yourself back up, lest you think that the greatest accomplishment is regaining your former footing, it's not true. When a Yid, when a Jew finds the courage to pick him or herself back up, I have the ability to reach even greater heights than I ever did. Makom Sheba'ali Tshuva Umdin, Tzadikim Gemurin Ein Umdin, about Tshuva, someone who finds the courage to rebuild themselves doesn't just regain former footing, but has the ability to soar to the highest of heights. We fell during Chol HaMoed of Pesach Mitzrayim. We lifted ourselves back up afterwards, and what? We're able to say Zekeli Va'anvehu. Not only did we regain our Kiddusha, but we soar to even higher heights. And then something amazing happens. So then we don't want to leave Yam Suf. We want to stay on this high. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say to us? Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael. My dear children, you can't live life by Yam Suf because it's not the nature of the human condition. There are peaks and there are valleys. There are good times, there are difficult times. There are times of accomplishment and there are times of failure. But my dear children, just always remember that if you fail, but when you fail and when you fall, you always have the ability to build yourself back up. And when you build yourself back up, you have the ability to be greater than ever before. This, my friends, is the koach of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This Yom Tov is not just simply a Yom Tov when we celebrate Kriyas Yam Suf. Kriyas Yam Suf is incredible, along with many, many other miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has performed of us. The miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf is not the miracle of the splitting of the sea. It's the miracle of the human condition. It's the miracle of the Jew. It's the ability to fail and to fall so badly that you even turn your back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you turn your back on those who care about you and love you most. And then you have the ability to get back up. That's Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We start out on a high on Rishon Shel Pesach. We experience the failures of Chol HaMoed, and we have the ability to lift ourselves back up on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And when we lift ourselves back up, we're able to reach higher levels than we ever imagined. We should be Zochem Yartz Hashem on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. To first of all give Hodah, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the Nisim that He does for us each and every day. As we say in Modim, Modim Anachnu Lach, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Al Nisecha Shebechol Yomimanu, for the miracles you do for us. We thank you for the present miracles. We thank you for the historical miracles. But we thank you for the greatest miracle of all. And that's the miraculous courage that you've instilled within each of us. Because, Yibano Shel Olam, you know that I will have an exalted Seder, but then I'll have the downfall of Chol HaMoed. But, Yibano Shel Olam, you believe in me, and so I believe in myself, that I will be able to lift myself back up. I'll get to my Shvi'i Shel Pesach. I'll get back to my Zekili Va'anvehu. I'll get back not just to where I was before, but I'll reach even higher. I'll grow even more. I'll become even more Halik. And Ribono Shel Olam, you will see that I will glow with incredible and exceptional Kiddusha. You will see, Ribono Shel Olam, and you're going to see that I'm going to want to stay by Yam Suf. I'm going to want to stay by Zekili Va'anvehu. But you and I both know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that that is not to be. We venture back into the midbar of life, and inevitably I'll fall and I'll fail again. But you and I both know that every single failure and every single time I fall will always be followed by an exceptional aliyah, an exceptional ascent, and I will become even greater than I ever was before. May we be zochem yirat Hashem on this Shvi'i Shal Pesach, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to raise ourselves to unprecedented heights. Wishing everyone a good night and a beautiful, good Yom Tov and uplifting last days of Pesach.